the way we have become more and more advanced in technology, in combination with the price-time matching model, has created an environment which is a pretty fierce competition for those people who have latency-related strategies. One of the key questions we ask us, the Eurex market structure, while it's well proven and it has worked in the financial crisis and everywhere, but is the way it's structured with the fastest technology and the rule set which promotes this the fastest, is that serving all asset classes equally well? And at the beginning we started, okay, what problem do we want to solve? So we had numerous ideas on speed, but so that was the first question, what do we do? And then we found the passive liquidity protection is solving a concrete pain point, and maybe I'll cover that first and then we'll go to the asset class. The pain point is of the market participants that in options in general, not just equity options, the liquidity provider has a systematic speed disadvantage versus aggressive strategies. And that results from the fact that the liquidity provider, if the underlying price changes, needs to update hundreds of prices. So in contrast to somebody who is just picking one strike and trades against them, it's obviously much more harder to update hundreds of prices compared to just pick one and hit that one. So that's why liquidity providers have a systematic speed disadvantage. And this speed disadvantage creates a situation where certain liquidity providers do not show the best liquidity picture they are able to provide to clients, or they focus on the call around market entirely because they say this whole race in the order book is not, I mean, I can't compete on this. I don't have the fastest technology. And that's where the idea came from, the passive liquidity protection. So how about if we give anybody who is providing liquidity a little extra time to manage their orders and before they're hit by aggressive orders. We have picked two segments first, the equity option, French and German equity options. We had like the entire process, we had a lot of quantitative criteria. So we looked at, for example, what is the ratio of unwanted trades? So situations where a market maker tried to update his quote, but he wasn't quite fast enough. And then we also looked, obviously, also where would we get the biggest commitment in terms of liquidity providers stepping up and saying, it's great if you have the passive liquidity protection, I can now display more size. Those were the main criteria. And then we had a couple of asset classes, and we start with those two. And then we will have a 6 month period where we closely monitor what's happening. So we monitor how our individual members are responding, how is the best offer and bid changing. And ultimately, I mean, the ultimate goal, of course, is to get more end clients served in the order book. I mean, it's not about steering the race between HFT firms or something. It's about enabling the liquidity providers to serve the end clients. And that's the ultimate goal. But that effect will come later, because first of all, we need to see more liquidity provided by the market makers, and we can go to the buy side and say, look at our order book again. I know you trade a 1,500 lot in Euro stocks outside the order book now, but maybe reconsider. Maybe trade it in the order book, maybe even trade it at the quote. So that's the idea.